Now, what about potential PAYE failures? Something I like to look at every year in terms of preparing for payroll year end. Have we had any tax-free termination payments made in 2008-09, and were they correctly made tax-free? Obviously, it's regrettable, the credit crunch and the effect it's had where lots of people have lost their jobs. So there will have been many genuine redundancies, and payments made under statutory redundancy schemes should be exempt from tax, providing it was a genuine redundancy. But you may want to consider whether any of the tax repayments made ought to be reviewed before you close down. Have you any students where a P38S has been signed? Well, first of all, if you've a student and you've not deducted tax, do you have that signed P38S form? They could have been required to sign a second P38S form after the 7th of September change to the personal allowance. Again, did you have a student earning more than the old personal allowance limit but less than the new limit? Did you get a second P38S sign? And again, for every student where you've not deducted tax, where you've used code NT, you should check that earnings did not exceed the personal allowance limit. What about petty cash payments, which haven't gone through the payroll? Is there casual labour where you should have operated pay as you earn? Have there been any round sum allowances or per diems that are not covered by a dispensation and where perhaps you should have operated pay as you earn? Non-receipt expenses can be a problem where perhaps they should have gone through the payroll. And something that regularly crops up with HMRC on their inspections is the payment of mobile phone and Oyster card top-ups, £20 a month, £30 a month, that sort of thing, which if they're not backed up by evidence of the business calls or the business trips, HMRC would be looking for pay-as-you-earn and Class 1 National Insurance contributions. On the expenses side, are we paying cash for home-to-work travel, which should have gone through the payroll? Are we paying cash for other personal expenses, which should have gone through the payroll? Through the purchases ledger, do we have people who have been treated as self-employed who should be on the payroll? Again, it's a difficult area and one to look at this late in the year. Perhaps it is difficult, but we ought to consider it. Is there anything else that has missed the payroll that we ought to be looking at before we close down this year?